We're getting to the end of this Christmas Day hour on The Takeaway, and the value of gift giving and receiving leads us inevitably to think about the value of Christmas itself, or the value of any holiday that is intended to transcend any specific gift or any specific human experience and commemorate somehow all of human experience. Well, on this Christmas Day, that will be the challenge, or perhaps the miracle, for people experiencing incalculable grief in Newtown, Connecticut, less than 2 weeks after the tragedy at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. And so we want to end today's program with a conversation on why Christmas does, in the end, arrive, no matter what. Perhaps the greatest gift of all. With me in the studio is the Reverend Mark Bazzuti Jones at Trinity Wall Street Church right here in New York City. Welcome to the program, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, and to all those who are listening.
How do you think about this whole idea and tradition of gift giving and gift receiving in the Christmas traditions that now we all inherit here in the United States in 2012?
You know, I think on so many levels, what Christmas brings out in every human being is the best of what it means to be a human being. There's no denying that to live is to exercise this innate gift of giving. Because as human beings, ultimately, that's what we're called to do. That's what we're called to be, a human giver. And so the whole season of Christmas actually reminds the entire human race that we are at our best when we give.
You know, you are technically speaking priest for pastoral care and community at Trinity Wall Street, which is one of the big and most historic congregations here in the New York area, mm-hmm. but not unlike congregations around the United States. As you think about this notion of pastoral care, thinking about what's going on up in Connecticut, I'm thinking of Monsignor Weiss, who is conducting funerals
right.
and has been doing that and dealing one-on-one with families of the kids in that community
right.
who are dealing with circumstances that erupted in the middle of the holiday season. What is that responsibility like? And emotionally, how do you do things like that? I mean, you dealt with this congregation post 9/11. You
right.
dealt with various kinds of things. You deal with certain things like this all the time.
Right.
You know, on so many levels, this is the great challenge of my role. And I think of all religious leaders too. You know, I think of Monsignor Weiss. These moments provide us with the greatest test of what we believe about God, what we believe about life, and what we believe about Christmas. Because the greatest test to any good act, to any act of giving, is the willingness, even in the greatest darkness and the deepest pain and the most profound tragedy, especially in those moments when people are hurting the most and when humanity is at its worst. How can we be agents of peace, love, forgiveness, and a belief in a greater tomorrow, even in the midst of profound tragedy and loss?
But it must be almost too much to bear dealing with questions from parents and siblings about something like this brutality. I mean, does God consider Adam Lanza and what he went through, these kinds of questions? Why did this happen? Is this evil?
Absolutely. I think I always fall back on that great Austrian poet and philosopher, Rilke. Rilke, who encourages us to live with the unanswered questions. Because I think the greatest harm we can do to each other is to come up with pat answers or to try to provide answers in situations where, you know what, things are just inexplicable. And maybe that's a gift we could all give ourselves this Christmas. The willingness to realize that there are some questions for which we will never have answers. Why do bad things happen? We will never have a great answer for that. That said, indeed, this becomes the test of a great human heart. How do we respond compassionately, lovingly, with profound forgiveness to all that is evil all that is wrong and all that puzzles us.
With due respect to any sort of confidentiality, do you remember a story or a piece of advice about dealing with loss around the holidays you gave someone in one of your own parishes?
Absolutely. You know, there have been so many incidents of either death, illness, other forms of tragedy. And I know that what I found most life-giving in the people whom I've spoken with, because they have written back to me or called me and kept in touch over the years, and many of them have said, it was just your presence, being with me, standing with me, praying with me, made all the difference. So in moments like those that we face as individuals or as a nation, when we stand with each other and stand compassionately with each other, that has always been the best gift I've been able to offer in those situations.
You know, we began this hour talking about, the Grinch story, which is a playful little story,
right,
that reminds us that Christmas isn't about all the gifts and the gift giving. And the Grinch, of course, tries to take away all the trees and the gifts and the gift giving and thinking that Christmas will not come. And it comes anyway. But on a more profound level, why is it that even given a tragedy like this, Christmas still does come?
Because that's why we're made. That's why we're made, and that's how we're made. There is something about the human spirit that is certainly indomitable. Nobody, nothing can ever rob the human heart from its ability to love, to do what is right, and to keep hope alive. Of course, bad things will happen. Of course, the Grinch will always try to steal Christmas every single day or every moment in life. But the power of that story lies in the power of what it means to be human, that good will always conquer evil, and the light will always shine through the dark. And this is what gives us hope as human beings.
Hope from the Reverend Mark Pizzuti-Jones from Trinity Wall Street Church right here in New York City. Merry Christmas, and thanks so much.
Merry Christmas to you, and blessings on all our listeners, especially the families in Newtown, Connecticut.
That was the Reverend Mark Pizzuti-Jones, who serves as priest for pastoral care and community at Trinity Wall Street Church in New York City. What was the best gift you ever received? Well, we'll leave the last word with one of you.
Hi, my name is Paul. I'm calling from Jersey City, New Jersey. And when it comes to the most meaningful gifts I ever received, I have to say that every gift I ever received is meaningful to me, no matter what it is. But most of all, I would say the gift of life, the gift of love, and all the wonderful drawings from my children and grandchildren. Happy holidays to everybody.
Tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. The entire team here at The Takeaway is wishing you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.